Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Coming up on podcast 1353, the BMW iX. You won't be surprised to hear. Excels on German Autobahn high-speed road. Stick around, I'll tell you more. Also on the show today, Bjorn Newland checks the LFP Model 3 from Tesla and why I think that could well be the best car they make. The Cybertruck gets another leaked, so-called leaked video. And if you want to watch some electric motor racing this weekend, it'll be free on the telly, at least in the UK. Formula E is back this weekend. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily for Tuesday, 25th of January. My name is Martin Lee, and it's my job to go through every EV story, so you don't have to. And welcome to a new producer of the podcast. That'll be you, Banks Edwards. Thank you so much for signing up at producer level. Get your ad-free feed. Check out the Patreon page for members. And of course, this podcast is free for everyone. But if you want it ad-free, if you want to support the show, you can check out Patreon, patreon.com/EV News Daily. Right, kick off with a bit of good news from Volkswagen. If you thought that they were pushing forward with their ID range of vehicles pretty quickly, there'd be a reason for that, because here in the EU, well, I'm not in the EU anymore, here in Europe, but in the EU, there are some CO2 fleet targets to hit. Miss them, it'll cost you some very hefty fines for missing those, or you can pool with others, as others have done with Tesla, cheaper to pay them. A bit like the credit system in the US, it's in the, similar in China as well. VW work with Tesla, they'd rather pay them less money than the fines to the EU, but Volkswagen paying no fines because they've actually got people joining their pool. They have excess credits, if you like, because the passenger car fleet of VW, well, we'll start with the brand VW. The badge, VW, had average fleet emissions of 113 grams a kilometre. The target was 119, so they hit that, exceeded it, as they say. Last year, Volkswagen delivered more EVs than ever before. You won't be surprised to hear. They say 369,000 EVs, but careful, that's 263,000 EVs and 106,000 PHEVs. But they got plug sockets on, but it's okay. They've got a couple of facilities really winding up now. The Emden and Chattanooga plants starting production of the ID4 this year. Also, there's the ID5, ID5 GTX, ID Buzz. That is being unveiled very soon, and those vehicles in camo, admittedly, are driving around places like Norway. Even Bjorn Newland seen one, and he took some video of that. It's not... Well, okay, so it's really hard because the camouflage is on, but it's not the concept van that I was hoping for, and I've defended that vehicle and said, look, wait for the reveal. People have gone, oh, it looks like a transporter. It's looking increasingly like a bit of a bland people carrier, but let's wait until the covers come off properly. That's going to give them a really big year. They'll sell as many of those as they can make. What about VW Group? Add in Skoda, Porsche, Seat, etc. Their average fleet emissions, 118.5 grams of CO2 per kilometre for the fleet. And if you're thinking, hang on, wasn't it below 99, wasn't that the target for the car makers? Yes, it was. That was the old NEDC way of doing it. Then they last year, well, actually 2021, did it for, yeah, that is last year. Hello. They did it for the WLTP cycle, which gives a more realistic test procedure, but the higher top speed driven means that there are slightly higher emissions, so that's why the number's gone up, but they are doing okay at the VW group. Now let's talk, I've mentioned Björn already, Björn Nyland is testing the Model 3 from Tesla, the LFP battery pack, and it comes with a 60 kilowatt hour pack. He's been driving this for the first time. It's the made in China, Model 3, rear wheel drive. You would call it Standard Range Plus, SR Plus. And it has about a 60 kilowatt hour battery. It uses the lithium iron phosphate chemistry. He uses a dongle that connects to the Scan My Tesla app. And so he gets, I think, pretty robust numbers. It is 60.6 kilowatt hour battery, 5.3 kilowatt hours or 10% more than the previous car without this battery in. We think there's about a 3 kilowatt hour buffer in that, and it means the usable battery capacity is effectively a 57.9 kilowatt hour battery. Now, one of the sponsors of this show, Richard Simons, RSEV, he's got one of these vehicles as well, and he road tripped it with a long range and a performance Model 3. Now, of course, the lithium iron phosphate batteries want to be charged to 100%, whereas other Teslas go to 80 or 90 for battery safety, go to 100 on special occasions, you know, your birthday and stuff like that. And so he did a range test where actually take the standard range Model 3 at 100% charge, take the others, long range and performance, at 90%, and compare them. And actually, you know what? It held up really, I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but it didn't go that far less than the performance car. And you think, unless you need that speed, unless you really want the bells and whistles, get yourself a made in China Model 3 60 kilowatt hour pack, and with the battery chemistry, charge it to 100% every night as the battery wants to be. Jobs are good, and that is going to be a great all-round car for so many people listening to this show. It suits so many use cases as well, and of course it's a lot cheaper. Prove me wrong. Argue your case if you disagree with that. Next, we'll talk about the Audi Q6. Well, the Q6 e-tron, it'll be called. That's been spied in camo, showing its new dual headlights, and now they're putting on things like the real front lights, the real rear lights. We think it's going to premiere at least the first half of this year. I think it's going to be before summer. This is the SUV from Audi, the Q6 e-tron, based on the same platform, the PPE platform, that other cars are coming on, like the Macan. The Porsche Macan is going to be a really big seller. Now, we've seen the camouflage cars going around doing, oh, it's always cold weather testing, at least the shots that I see. Now, it's going to be a similar size to the petrol-powered Q5, if that means anything to you, from Audi's lineup. But, of course, it's an EV platform, so loads of space inside and a much bigger car, a bit like the Q4 e-tron, or even the ID3, the ID4. If you've been inside those cars, purpose-built EVs, didn't mean to hit the microphone then, I'm just excited. Purposely built EVs, they are roomy inside, right? And so the Q6 sharing its platform with the A6 e-tron and the Porsche Macan, and I'll pop a link to the Car Scoops website if you want to see some more pictures. Well, of course, that platform is an evolution of what was the J1 platform. Sorry to get nerdy, but that is what the Porsche Taycan and the e-tron GT are based on. So that is an 800 volt architecture. It's super fast DC fast charging. They say up to 350 kilowatts, but 270 kilowatts. Really, I've never seen a Taycan charge at any quicker than that. But look, it's 25 minutes to get to 80% fully charged. Well, from 5 to 80%, about 25 minutes. And that is really, really quick. Bearing in mind, from Audi, we've got the new e-tron coming as well. Not sure what they'll call that, because they got into a bit of a muddle with the naming, because the e-tron came first and then all the others came with the typical Audi naming. So maybe they won't call new e-tron just e-tron. We'll wait and see. Look, that platform can take enough battery and cell capacity to do like 400 miles, or even more, depending on how stuffed it is. So we'll see. But I can't wait for that car to be unveiled. Now we'll talk about another video coming out. Well, another reveal of the Tesla Cybertruck. Yesterday it was a picture, and today it's a video, a 4-minute clip posted by several YouTube accounts. Now, some of them have the sound muted, some of them have subtitles on, and I found the original, which does have the sound. A couple of guys in high-vis vests doing a walk around of the Cybertruck while commenting on the details that he could see, like the massive windscreen wiper. Look, this video doesn't amount to much. The headlights are flicking on and flicking off. Maybe there's a, I don't know, proximity sensor, or maybe someone's turning them on and off out of shot. There's some weird cables running across the bed of the truck bed. They got sandbags in there. Like, what's that for? It's really weird. All we know is it's a Tesla Cybertruck parked somewhere in the world with two dudes with a southern accent walking around it. Now, that to me implies it's in Texas, but it could be anywhere in the world. It doesn't. People make that assumption, but hang on. I mean, that could be what they're trying to suggest. I don't know. This is, look, tomorrow's the earnings call, and Elon Musk gets back on it. He's going to give us a product update from Tesla, so it's just really coincidental that all of a sudden, a couple of days until this, somehow the most secretive locked down car gets, oh, left out on show for a couple of worker dudes in their high-vis vests on their lunch break to walk around with their mobile phone and film it. I don't buy it. I absolutely don't buy it. But hey, it's done its job. It's created a ton of hype for Tesla the day before earnings, implying that vehicle might be ready. I don't know. You make your own mind up. I'm not going to argue the case either way, but I'd love to hear your opinion. Right, coming up on the show very soon, we'll talk about that Autobahn high-speed test of the BMW iX, and we'll talk about charging in rural areas in the US and some help that could be coming their way as well. Stick around. That's coming up in part two.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But now a quick reminder that if you haven't checked it out already, then we've posted the first couple of EV News Brieflies. It's a podcast that comes out midday in the UK. So that is 7 a.m. East Coast, even earlier on the West Coast. The idea is that it's a breakfast show for my US listeners. It's a lunchtime watch for my UK and European listeners. And it's probably the end of the day for my Aussie listeners. But still, something that I can do on YouTube that's really quick. It's me just running through what's going to be the running order for this podcast, basically. Now, the ultimate intention is to get this show in on YouTube as well. But you know, video takes a huge amount of time that I don't have, so I'm looking for someone to help me out with that, that I can just email a video file of me talking to the camera as I'm talking to you in the microphone now, and then they'll do whizzy things with lower thirds and B-roll and stuff, all of which I have. I'm just really slow on Premiere. So that's the plan. Maybe it'll happen in the next couple of weeks if I can find something. Like, I'm always looking for someone like that. They can be anywhere in the world, and hopefully we can build up the YouTube stuff, and ideally it pays for itself, and it pays for that person or that freelancer to do something for a couple of hours a day, every day, Monday to Friday. But until then, the short show is just me chatting away to you on screen. Check it out on the EV News Daily YouTube channel. All right, moving on. Let's talk about price rising in China. BYD and Tesla are two cars, or two brands, that are raising their prices in China this month. Tesla raising the prices of the 3 and the Y, which reverses the trend of a decreasing sticker price for the Model 3 and the Model Y, about 10,000 more yuan on the base Model 3 and about 21,000 on the Model Y. That is an effective 4 to 8% price hike for those vehicles. So, not the end of the world. enough, I guess, to make a difference. But still, this is all about soaking up some supply chain increases, some supplier increases. XPeng have done the same in January. Volkswagen FAW, the joint venture that they have over there, have done exactly the same with the ID cars as well. At the time at which Beijing is lowering the incentives for passenger cars. Now, in January, they went down by 30%, and they're phasing out the subsidies by the end of this year, isn't it? Look, those subsidies have done their job with the NEV, New Energy Vehicle Program there. It's pretty early to end the subsidies, but we'll wait and see how that one shakes out. Now, headline story today, and it's the BMW iX, which is increasingly on the top of my wish list. A hell of a motor. YouTuber Automan. This is great. You have to watch these point-of-view videos. In other words, he straps a camera to his bonce, puts on some driving gloves, and goes for a bit of a blast on the Autobahn. Took the iX50 out on the Autobahn. Very high speed. Very bad weather as well. This chap's got a big old set of kahunas. And he's doing it on the unrestricted zones as well. Up to 124 miles an hour. That's 200 Ks. And that is the electric limit of the car. He also programmed the cruise control to 100 miles an hour or 160 Ks where he was legally allowed to. Now, the BMW iX was facing a massive rainstorm, oncoming wind. So this is not a range test. This is almost worst case scenario, an EV that's an SUV at very, very high speed and in terrible conditions. So how far did he go? Well, he started at 96% state of charge. He ended at 19, pulled into an Ionity charger and got some really decent 195, 196 kilowatt charge speed, which is, I mean, that's tasty. That's good. The car will charge at 200, so that is maxing out the charger. The average consumption for that blast was 34 kilowatt hours per 100 kilowatt kilometers. Sorry. In other words, he did 140 miles for the battery that he used. If it had carried on, he was doing an average of 75 miles an hour, which is 120 k's, with 19% left. Take off that, presuming it's a straight curve down from 19 to 0, and cars aren't always when the BMS gets funky with you, but he could have covered an additional 75 kilometres or 47 miles. So that is a BMW iX doing almost 200 miles of very high speeds on the Autobahn in horrific weather. I mean, it's 105.2 kilowatt hour pack, so it's chunky, but still, I mean, I think that's really, really good efficiency from BMW, and they've got more to come with their new class platform in 2025, when, of course, that'll be the next generation of BMW's technology. Next, fancy watching a bit of racing this weekend. Formula E is back. It's the Formula E first round in Diria, and Formula E has never struggled with being on free telly. Didn't it start on ITV over here? Then it went, was it then Channel 5, then BBC, now it's going to be Channel 4 for an exclusive deal, all they say is a multi-year deal starting this year. Final year of the Gen 2 cars, so it's the end of a rule set, the homologation is locked in place for 2 years, so, you know, Mercedes ended up at the end of last season as the Constructors Champions, and they're pulling out. I'm amazed the Daimler board have given it a, just stopped the funding of that. They won't want to limp out of Formula E, they'll want to win it again and defend their crown, so Mercedes leaving. But next year, we got Maserati coming in, so Stellantis using that brand, which is interesting, to come into Formula E. The Gen 3 cars next year as well. So we'll wait and see. If you're into your Formula E, check it out. If you're in the UK, it's on Channel 4 from this weekend. Now, how do we help people in rural areas charge? It's a really important topic, and particularly if you are off-grid, as it were. Well, you have a grid connection, but if you are in a farming community, you're going to have electric vehicles, electric trucks, you're going to have electric tractors, electric diggers, and all those kind of things. The idea that we will be using diesel in 20 years' time is, it's just not going to happen, and so they are going to have to electrify. Now, you could say, well, maybe a bit of solar panels in, if you've got lots of land, stick some solar, some battery storage, you're off and away. But Abigail Spanberger and Tom Rice are trying to make it easier for rural residents to charge their EVs and their farm equipment. Spanberger is a Virginia Democrat, introducing some legislation co-sponsored by the South Carolina Republican, Rice, to expand the Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America program by including funding for EV charging infrastructure. The current programme, which supports businesses located in areas with populations under 50,000 and agricultural producers as well, provides grants for upgrades. MarketWatch.com writes that this new legislation comes amid efforts by the Biden administration to use $7.5 billion to build 500,000 new EV chargers. So maybe some of that money could be siphoned off as part of that plan in order to make sure that rural areas have the access to the charging they need. And once you start saying, well, I need to charge my tractor, my farm equipment, maybe a truck, a couple of trucks, working vehicles, and of course your house and et cetera, et cetera, you start to get into some really beefy grid connections. And so again, maybe solar and storage could be a solution if we can get the price down of those. But in the meantime, I'm glad these people are not being forgotten about. This is, of course, just tabling some legislation. It doesn't mean that it's gone through or that it could, it might. So much does get suggested and never taken up, but fingers crossed. Now, you know the London Black Cab? Talked about it recently on the podcast. It's also a van, you know. It's a range extender. It's a 60-mile battery electric vehicle with a range extender to bring the range up to about 305 miles. And now the van, the VN5, which will take a couple of pallets, by the way, is now in the Europe Car, which is a rental company, in their fleet in the UK. Birmingham, Bristol, Cardiff, Gateshead, Glasgow, Heathrow, Leeds, Manchester, Purfleet and Sheffield. If you fancy getting one of those for your business, try it out from your local Europe Car. I think you could, business rental is maybe a month minimum. I'm not sure. Check it out and see if it fits into your work fleet as a range extended vehicle. If you do a lot of electric miles locally, and then you can plug in maybe at the depot or overnight, but then occasionally maybe you've got to do a run to pick up some like supplier stuff and do hundreds of miles, it will do that as well and have that flexible range of 304 miles with a range extender. So that's super interesting. Now, Porsche are rolling out some new infotainment software for their Taycans. It's the Porsche Communication Management 6.0 software update going into the Taycan. And why is that important? Well, the charging planner has new functionality, and it now calculates how to get to high-speed charging stations that are 150 kilowatts or more in order to plan routes more efficiently. How is it not doing that already? I've never used the route planner for charging in the Taycan. That's like, if you're making an EV, that's utterly basic, in my opinion, to see, I'm going to plan a route in the car, and I want to only do it on 50 plus, or 125, or 150 plus fast chargers. That filter hasn't been there, according to CNET, and so the new software will do that, taking into account the time required to start and end the charging process as well to calculate your total driving time. Good news. Right, question of the week with emobilitynorway.com. So Tom Malogny's Lucid Air 70 mile an hour range test dropped last weekend and yielded a range, a real world highway range of 500 miles. That is bonkers. It's amazing. It's huge what Lucid have done with efficiency, 4.3 miles per kilowatt hour. But my question to you this week is, do EVs ever need a range of 500 miles? Hey, I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't kick it out of bed, but still, it's a long way to go. It's a big battery, 117 or 118 kilowatt hours usable in that vehicle. I mean, it's an expensive vehicle too. Do you need it? I want it, but let me know your thoughts. The address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. Thanks to our premium partners of the podcast, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from the EV Review Island YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and of course, emobilitynorway.com. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.